Minister Chombo told a news conference that the police would be out in full force to deal with any form of unlawlessness during the two-day National Jobs Day away being organized by some opposition groups. Chombo said, although Zimbabweans have a constitutional right to petition government, this should be done in an orderly and lawful way. He added that the army would not be deployed in the streets in case of civil unrest, arguing that Zimbabwe has enough police officers to maintain law and order.
Those violent protests are counterproductive as they may result in loss of life and the destruction of property. The security situation currently prevailing in the country is generally peaceful and calm, though there are individuals and groups that are calling for a repeat of events that unfolded last week. Let me warn the instigators behind the intended protests that they will face the full wrath of the law.
Responding to a question why President Robert Mugabe is not heeding the protesters' call for him to leave office for failing to run the country's affairs, Chombo said Mr. Mugabe has an electoral mandate to remain in office.
The individual that you are talking about was given a chance to vote for a presidential candidate of his choice. And I don't know who he voted for, but the majority of Zimbabweans and ourselves, we voted for the president Robert Gabriel Mugabe. And that vote meant he's got 5 years to rule this country. Then we go to seek a further mandate from the people.
His remarks come at a time when police have arrested Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the This Flag campaign. Mawarire's lawyer, Harrison Nkomo, told Studio 7 by phone from Harare Central Police Station that his client is facing charges of inciting violence. Nkomo said police claimed that the clergyman was in possession of a police helmet, baton stick, and some subversive material that he allegedly used during the July 6th stay away. Some organizations, such as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and several opposition parties, have condemned the arrest of Mawarire and other activists ahead of tomorrow's stay away. One government employee who refused to be named said he will be part of the people who are going to heed the call to stay away from his workplace, saying the government must address the concerns of its citizens.
Tomorrow as a worker, I'm not coming to work because this issue is affecting everyone in Zimbabwe. Every Zimbabwean is suffering, and I think it's high time we now need to show the government that people are disappointed. We should have done this 5 years ago, but now the people have spoken and we need to speak with one voice. The arrest is not something that is good. We condemn the arrest. The police should let the people demonstrate. The people are demonstrating peacefully, so let the people speak.
Some human rights groups, like the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, have called on police to respect the rights of any protesters during the stay away. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.